Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You want to step into my world? It's a social psychotic state of bliss. You've been delayed in the real world. How many times have you hit at me? Your cat can't show disfiguration. I want to laugh myself to death. With a big fight, so that's with a big configuration. I'll hold the line while you gasp for breath.
You want to talk to me? You wanna 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 talk to me? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Hello, once again, I am Cancer, your host. And you are listening to The Cancer Experience right here on VampireRadio.com. You are tuned into our Christmas edition. This is a special one-hour program. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the program.
Quite often I get to thinking, how as kids we got by. Like at Christmas time at our house, we couldn't even afford a fire. But we made do with what we had back then when I was young. Dad used to suck a peppermint and we'd all sit around his tongue. We couldn't afford no sparkly tinsel for our Christmas tree, so we'd just wheel old Granddad in and make the old cunt sneeze. Wheel him round the other side, Nana. But things changed pretty bloody quick. I got kids now of me own, and I heard them unwrap their prezzies last night when I got home.
Hey, Santa Claus, you cunt! Where's me fucking boy? I've unwrapped all this other junk and there's nothing that I like. I wrote your fucking letter and I come to see you twice. You want our geriatric farts if I got me fucking boy. If I'd have wanted a pair of bloody thongs, I would have bloody asked. And this cowboy suit and ping pong set you can shove right up your ass. You stuff me bloody order up, it's enough to make you spew. But it's not just me who's snaky, me sister's 32.
Hey, Santa Claus, you cunt. Where's me fucking pram? You promised me you'd send me one and you remember who I am. Cause I'm the little girl why you made sit right on your head. I'll give you fucking ho ho ho, you forgot me fucking pram.
Next time I come to see, I'm gonna punch in the guts. And I'll let your fucking reindeer loose and kick Rudolph in the nuts. You just wait till next year when you get back to that store. And me and me little sister come stomping through the door. And we'll say, yeah, you wait for it. Hey, mums and dads, just smell his breath and check his bloodshot eyes. And don't listen to him, boys and girls, because he tells fucking lies. He's just a piss tank and a pervert, and he's not even very bright. Because the old fucking wanker forgot me fucking boy. Hey, Santa Claus, you cunt, where's me fucking boy? I've unwrapped all this other junk and there's nothing that I like. And I wrote your fucking letter and I come to see you twice. You want a geriatric fart, you forgot me fucking boy. Fucking dob you in, you old cunt. Tell me old man on you, you'll punch your fucking lights out. I saw mummy sucking Santa Claus.
Brought to you by the Booze Council, because booze really satisfies.
Booze takes a dull party and makes it better.
Booze makes you popular and heals all wounds.
B-double-O-Z-E, booze.
Hi, this is Dom DeLuise, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I wish for you what I wish for myself, leftover turkey.
You're listening to the Christmas edition of The Cancer Experience on VampireRadio.com. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Up next, we have our first Cancer Experience original of the evening. Here's some holiday gift wrapping hints for cat owners. It's getting time to wrap those presents that we spend hours searching the malls for. Here's a guide to help the cat owners get those presents done in time for Christmas. Step 1. Clear a large space on the table for wrapping a present. Step 2. Go to the closet and collect the bag in which the present is contained, and shut the door. Step 3. Open door and remove cat from closet. Step 4. Go to cupboard and retrieve rolls of wrapping paper. Step 5. Go back and remove cat from the cupboard. Step 6. Go to drawer and collect transparent sticky tape, ribbons, scissors, and labels. Step 7. Lay out presents and wrapping materials on table to enable wrapping strategy to be formed. Step 8. Go back to drawer to get the string and remove the cat that jumped into the drawer. Step 9. Remove present from bag. Step 10. Remove cat from the bag. Step 11. Open box to check present. Remove cat from box and replace the present. Step 12. Lay out paper to enable cutting to size. Step 13. Try and smooth out paper. Realize cat is underneath and remove the cat. Step 14. Cut the paper to size, keeping the cutting line straight. Step 15. Throw away the first sheet as a damn cat chased the scissors and tore up the paper. Step 16. Cut second sheet of paper to size by putting cat in the bag the present came in. Step 17. Place present on paper. Step 18. Lift up edges of paper to seal in present. Wonder why the edges don't exactly reach. Realize that goddamn cat is between the present and the paper. Kick the cat. Step 19. Place object on paper to hold in place while tearing transparent sticky tape. Step 20. Spend 20 minutes carefully trying to remove the transparent sticky tape from the fucking cat with a pair of nail scissors. Step 21. Seal paper with sticky tape, making corners as neat as possible. Step 22. Look for a roll of ribbon. Chase the goddamn cat down the hall in order to get back your ribbon. Step 23. Try to wrap present with ribbon in a two-directional turn. Step 24. Re-roll ribbon and remove paper, which is now torn due to the cat's enthusiastic ribbon chase. Step 25. Repeat steps 13 through 20 until you reach last sheet of paper. Step 26. Decide to skip steps 13 to 17 in order to save time and reduce the risk of losing last sheet of paper. Retrieve old cardboard box that is the right size for the sheet of paper. Step 27. Put present in box and tie down with a string. Step 28. Remove the string after hearing cries and meows. Open up the box. Remove the cat. Step 29. Put all packing materials in bag with present and head for a locked room. Step 30. Once inside the room, lock the door and start laying out paper and materials. Step 31. Remove the cat from the box. Unlock the door, put the cat outside the door, close the door, and relock. Step 32. Repeat previous step as often as necessary until you can hear the cat meowing outside the door. Step 33. Lay out your last sheet of paper. Step 34. Discover the cat has already torn the paper. Unlock the door, go out, hunt through the various cupboards, look for a sheet of last year's paper, and then remember that you don't have any left because your cat helped you with wrapping up your presents last year, too. Step 35. Return to the lockable room. Lock the door and sit on your toilet and try to make a torn sheet of paper look presentable. Step 36. Seal the box, wrap the paper, and repair it very carefully by sealing it with sticky tape. Tie up with a ribbon and decorate with bows to hide the worst areas. Step 37. Label. Sit back and admire your handiwork. Congratulate yourself on completing a very difficult job. Step 38. Unlock the door and go to the kitchen to make a drink and feed the cat. Step 39. Spend 15 minutes looking for the cat until coming to an obvious conclusion. Step 40. Unwrap your present, untie box, and remove your cat. Step 41. Go to the store and buy a gift bag.
Meow.
Urgent. Caution.
Beware. Warn your friends. Most of you have read the scare mail about the person whose kidneys were stolen while he was passed out. While that was a quote-unquote urban legend, this is not. It's happening every day. I'm sending this warning only to a very few of my closest friends. You too may have been a victim. My thighs were stolen from me during the night of August 3rd a few years ago. It was just that quick. I went to sleep in my body and woke up with someone else's thighs. The new ones had the texture of cooked oatmeal. Who would have done such a cruel thing to legs that had been wholly, if imperfectly, mine for years? Whose thighs were these, and what had happened to mine? I spent the entire summer looking for them. I searched, in vain, at pools and beaches, anywhere I might find female limbs exposed. I became obsessed. I had nightmares filled with cellulite and flesh that turned into bumps in the night. Finally, hurt and angry, I resigned myself to living out my life in jeans and sheer energy pantyhose. Then, just when my guard was down, the thieves struck again. My rear end was next. I knew it was the same gang because they took pains to match my new rear end, although badly attached, at least 3 inches lower than the original, to the thighs they had stuck me with earlier. Now my rear end complemented my legs, lump for lump for lump. Frantically, I prayed that long skirts would stay in fashion. 2 years ago, I realized my arms had been switched. One morning, while fixing my hair, I watched, horrified but fascinated at the same time, as the flesh of my upper arm swung to and fro with the motion of the hairbrush. This was really getting scary. My body was being replaced, cleverly and fiendishly, one section at a time. In the end, in deepening despair, I gave up all of my t-shirts. This is not a hoax. This is happening to women in every town and every county every night. Warn all of your friends. Beware. Beware.
Okay, children, gather around. Now, since Eric Cartman can't seem to remember the words to Oh Holy Night, we're going to use a little shock therapy. I'm going to give one of you children this cattle prod, and if Eric forgets any words, just shock him a little, okay? Who wants the prod?
Me.
Here you go, Kyle. Why don't you take it?
Sweet.
Okay, Eric, whenever you're ready.
What was that for? I didn't screw up.
No, Kyle, you can't shock him unless he forgets the words.
Sorry, Mr. Garrison.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the day of our dear Savior's babe.
Those aren't the words, Eric.
That Jesus was born, and so we keep praying.
Eric.
That's it. I remember that whole
chorus.
Didn't even have to...
Miss it.
Wow.
Okay, Eric, now we're going to do the French word.
We interrupt your regular programming to bring you this special report. From Berksville, Maryland, Maryland residents are blessed with pristine landscapes and winding highways that weave their way through unspoiled forests. However, the lulling scenery makes automotive travel dangerous for the motorist and for the forest denizen. In particular, goths. Followers of a punk-like subculture can often cause drivers a fright when they dart out onto dark highway roads. They can quite often catch the sleepy driver unaware. Maryland state troopers caution travelers to be extra careful when nearing goth crossings. Their dark clothing and general lack of awareness of their surroundings make them quite a danger not only to themselves, but also to the driving public, say Kenneth Bragg, spokesperson for the Maryland Transportation Authority. The signs help a little, but you've really got to keep a sharp eye. We will keep you apprised of this breaking story.
Hello, this is Bill Murray. I hope you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy New Year, and Happy Groundhog Day.
Okay. This is a song that, there's a lot of Christmas songs out there, and not too many Hanukkah songs, so wrote a song for all those nice little Jewish kids who don't get to hear any Hanukkah songs. Here we go. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is Festival of Lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is, well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah. Hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Thank you.
Okay, that brings our first segment to a close. Stay with us while we pause for station identification and recognition of our sponsors. We will be back with more Christmas joy after a short break.
VampFangs.com, the ultimate combination to satisfy your every need. Fangs, vampire vixens, chats, and so much more. Come see where everyone really hangs out. Chat with people who understand. Come to the place that no one forgets. www.vampfangs.com. An experience just waiting to happen.
Visit www.darkdoors.com and witness Sin Surreal's dark art and gothic photography. Darkdoors.com also allows you to view and post poetry, apply for web awards, or join a Language of Dreams web ring for the artistic elite. Do you have a dark art project that you need completed? Contact Sin Surreal for an estimate.
www.darkdoors.com. Open the doors to your darkest expression. Come to darkdoors.com to open your mind.
Harmonic Seduction by Cami Allen and Darling Violetta. Their latest release, the Kill You EP, features two tracks previously heard on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Their latest single, Spoiled and Rotten, will send your heart into a spiral of passion. It only takes a moment to lose your soul to Darling Violetta. The Kill You EP is available now at Tower Records, Amazon.com, DarlingVioletta.com, and other online merchants.
Music for the next century. The Audio Realm, Internet Broadcasting Network.
Vampire Radio.
www.thegothicstore.com is your source for high-quality dark art t-shirts, posters, and other dark gothic merchandise. Only first-rate materials and silkscreen production are used to reproduce original, exclusive dark art by both known and unknown artists. The Gothic Store features a secure online order system, and they accept all major credit cards, personal checks, and mail orders. Visit www.thegothicstore.com today and see why they are a leader in gothic t-shirt apparel.
Gothicstore.com is a member of the Better Business Bureau of Southern California.
www.onlysorrow.org. You can help support the Ellen Claire Lawrence Memorial Scholarship by going to www.onlysorrow.org and purchasing their compilation CD. For only $15, you get a CD containing the talent of the Crew Shadows, Audra, Second Skin, the Azoic, and many other great artists, from gothic to ethereal to industrial and even ambient. All proceeds from the sale of the CD go to the Ellen Claire Lawrence Memorial Scholarship. www.onlysorrow.org.
Think you've heard enough? We don't think so.
Vampire Radio.
Greetings. This is E. Adam Thomas of The Freak Show. You know, when I'm not sitting home alone in my underwear, pulling bits of chimpanzee embryos out of my pint of chunky monkey ice cream, I'm listening to The Freak Show every Sunday night at 6 p.m. Arizona Stupid Time.
The views expressed by E. Adam Thomas and other travelers are not necessarily those of www.vampireradio.com or the National Rifle Association.
Welcome back to the Christmas edition of The Cancer Experience, starring me, Cancer. But I do have other people who help out on this show, one of which is my very good friend Scarlett. This next bit is by her.
Never thought about this before. According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, while both male and female reindeer grow antlers in the summer each year, the male reindeer drop their antlers at the beginning of winter, usually late November to mid-December. Female reindeers retain their antlers until after they give birth in the spring. Therefore, according to every historical rendition depicting Santa's reindeer, every single one of them, from Rudolph to Blitzen, had to be a girl. We should have known, only women would be able to drag a fat-ass man in a red velvet suit all around the world in one night and not get lost.
No, I am Don Juan, directly descended from the noble Spanish family.
And you seduce women?
No, I never take advantage of a woman. I give women pleasure, if they desire.
All right, we got to warm up for Christmas now. We're going to do the 12 days of Christmas. Everybody try it. Here we go.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a humdrum in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two brass balls in a humdrum in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French ticklers, two brass balls, and a humdrum in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four flying fox, three French ticklers, two tons of tin, and a humdrum in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me swinging, six sacks of shit, five four cocksuckers, three friends, there are two of them, and I'm going down in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, eight gaping assholes, seven scrolls swinging, six clusky sheets,
leave, I would. if only to get away from people like you.
Doctor?
And your petty obsessions!
It is the holiday season, and the spirit of joy, peace, and happiness for all men is prevalent around the world. However, this is a special Christmas season in that we are at war with Afghanistan. There are many people out there that do not support the war, citizens of this very country. Many of our brothers and sisters laid down their lives on September 11, 2001. And for some reason, to these peacemongers, that just doesn't matter. So here's what you do if you happen to come upon a peace rally that's being run by naive hemp shirt-wearing idiots, and try and teach them why force is needed, even during the holiday season. First, approach the ignorant person talking about peace and saying there should be no retaliation. Have a brief conversation and ask, is military force appropriate? When they say no, ask, why not? Their standard reply will be something like, well, because that would just cause more innocent deaths, which would be awful, and we would not want to cause more violence. Next, punch him in the face. Hard. When he gets up to punch you back, point out that it would be a mistake and contrary to his values to punch you, because he would just be increasing the violence. When he agrees and pledges not to commit any violence, punch him in the face again. Harder. Repeat these steps until they understand that sometimes, even during Christmas or Ramadan, it is necessary to punch back.
I'm Robin Leach with those champagne wishes and caviar dreams, wishing you and yours a very rewarding Christmas and a fabulously famous New Year.
There are only four questions of value in life, Don Octavio. What is sacred? Of what is the spirit made? What is worth living for? And what is worth dying for? The answer to each is the same. Only love.
Kids say the most honest things. When I was 6 months pregnant with my third child, my three-year-old came into the room as I was getting ready to get into the shower. She said to me,
Mommy, you're getting fat.
And I replied, Yes, honey. Remember, Mommy has a baby growing in her tummy. And to my dismay, she replied,
I know, but what's growing in your butt?
You a Heather?
No, I'm a Veronica.
The top 10 signs that you're in a cheap HMO. Number 10, annual breast exams are conducted at Hooters. Number 9, directions to your doctor's office include, take a left when you enter the trailer park. Number 8, you could almost swear that you taste fudgesicles on the tongue depressors. Number 7. Only proctologist in the plan is Gus from Roto-Rooter. Number 6. The only item listed under preventative care is an apple a day. Number 5. Your primary care physician is wearing the pants you gave to Goodwill last month. Number 4. Patient is responsible for 200% of out-of-network charges is not a typo. Number 3, the only expense covered 100% is embalming. Number 2, in your last HMO, your Viagra pills didn't come in different colors with little M's on them. And the number 1 sign that you are in a cheap HMO, you ask for Viagra, you get a popsicle stick and duct tape.
Get away from her. Son of a gun. Priest wannabe. Figured it out.
Mary?
Shh. She won't feel anything, honest. I have to rip her apart, of course. It's just the way it goes. See, Simon hid the Hawthorne soul inside her. I need it. This Catholic boy like you, Mr. Daggett, we should be on my side.
God damn!
You're gonna have to watch it with that profanity.
Thank you. You're listening to The Cancer Experience right here on VampireRadio.com. Stay tuned, because immediately following The Cancer Experience is The Freak Show featuring Adam, Michael, Brittany, and Lowell. You can catch The Freak Show right here on Vampire Radio each and every Sunday at 6 p.m. Arizona time. Up next, another Cancer Experience original. Guys are driving down the street. They see two dogs having sex on someone's lawn. The first guy says, "That really is the best way to make love." The second guy says, "I don't know if my wife would go for that." The first guy says, "Well, hell, make her a few martinis, she'll go for it." The next week they see each other. The first guy says, "Hey, did you try it?" "Oh yeah, but it took about 8 martinis. 8 martinis? Holy shit! "Oh, well, yeah, after 2 she was feeling frisky, but it took 6 more to get her out on that guy's lawn."
"Now, lean back, close your eyes. I want to make you more comfortable. Just listen to the sound of my voice. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and let it out through your mouth just as slowly. That's better, isn't it?"
Words women use and what they really mean. Fine. This is the word that we use at the end of any argument that we feel we are right about but need to shut you up. Never, ever use fine to describe how a woman looks. This will cause you to have one of those arguments. 5 minutes. This is about half an hour. It is equivalent to the 5 minutes that your football game is going to last before you take out the trash. So I feel it's an even trade. Nothing. This means something, and you should be on your toes. Nothing is usually used to describe the feeling a woman has of wanting to turn you inside out, upside down, and backwards. Nothing usually signifies an argument that will last 5 minutes and end with the word fine. "Go ahead," said with raised eyebrows. This is a dare, one that will result in a woman getting upset over nothing and will end with the word fine. "Go ahead," with normal eyebrows. This means "I give up," or "do what you want because I don't care." You will get a raised eyebrow "go ahead" in just a few moments, followed by a nothing, and then a fine, and then I will talk to you in about 5 minutes when I cool off. "Go ahead," said with normal eyebrows. This means "I give up," or "do whatever you want because I don't care." You will get a raised eyebrow "go ahead" in just a few moments, followed by a nothing, and then a fine, and then she will talk to you in about 5 minutes when she's cooled off. Loud sigh. This is not actually a word, but is still often a verbal statement very misunderstood by men. A loud sigh means she thinks you're an idiot at that moment and wonders why she's wasting her time standing here and arguing with you over nothing. Soft sigh. Again, not a word, but a verbal statement. Soft sighs are one of the few things that some men actually understand. She is content. Your best bet is not to move or breathe. That way she can stay content. "That's okay." This is one of the most dangerous statements that a woman can say to a man. "That's okay" means that she wants to think long and hard before paying you retributions for whatever it is that you have done. "That's okay" is often used with the word "fine" and also used in conjunction with the raised eyebrow "go ahead." At some point in the near future, when she has plotted and planned, you are going to be in some mighty trouble. "Please do." This is not a statement, it is an offer. A woman is giving you the chance to come up with whatever excuse or reason you have for doing whatever it is that you have done. You have a fair chance to tell the truth, so be careful, and you shouldn't get a "that's okay." "Thanks." A woman is thanking you. Do not faint, just say "you're welcome." "Thanks a lot." This is much different than thanks. A woman will say thanks a lot when she's really pissed off at you. It signifies that you have hurt her in some callous way and will be followed by the loud sigh. Be careful not to ask what is wrong after the loud sigh, as she will only tell you nothing.
Okay, that does it for segment number 2 of this special Christmas edition of The Cancer Experience. Stay with us. We'll be right back after a word from these sponsors.
www.shebitch.co.uk. The Lair of the She-Bitch is an eclectic mix of vampiric content unparalleled on the internet. Vampire stories, poetry, reviews of vampire music and film, and vampire postcards are all features of www.shebitch.co.uk. Members receive special privileges, including access to erotic stories. A unique horror shop offers vampire posters, DVDs, video, and books. www.shebitch.co.uk. The Lair of the She-Bitch. The place where internet vamps gather.
Dreamwater.com/BODOM.
We sense a soul in search of answers.
Free insults. Find out when you're going to die. The Mad Cow. Dreamwater.com/bottom has it all. Watch satellite TV from around the globe. The acclaimed report, 380 ways to freak out your roommate. Web chat, dark art. What else do you really need?
Dreamwater.com/BODOM.
The Graffiti Shop, the place to shop in Arizona for unique clothing, accessories, and apparel. The Graffiti Shop carries a huge selection of vinyl, jewelry, incense, footwear, and whatever paraphernalia you may require. Custom silk screening is also available. The Graffiti Shop is located at 414 South Mill Avenue in Tempe, Arizona. Call 480-921-8821 for full product line and services offered. 480-921-8821. The Graffiti Shop, the place in Arizona to shop.
This is the Internet Broadcasting Network.
Earthlings, throw your radios away.
Welcome.to/loop. Loops, the monthly dark wave, shockwave, music zine digest. Each month, music industry news, synopsis, specially selected dark web beats, plus music reviews on various topics. Welcome.to/loop. Images, animation, sound effects, music news, all in an interactive CD-ROM style presentation. Requires the free Macromedia plugin to play. Welcome.to/loop.
Now you think you've probably heard enough.
Well,
we don't think so.
This is radio station
Vampire Radio.
www.gothicgirl.com.
Web-based email, text chat, public message board, voice chat, gothic artwork.
www.gothicgirl.com.
Wicca information, astrology, ritual information, candle magic, magical recipes.
www.gothicgirl.com. Goth is what you make of it. What makes you goth?
Oh, what's the matter, Athena? Oh, are you not getting enough of the Freak Show? Well, all you have to do is listen every Sunday night at 6 p.m. Arizona time, which is hard to calculate if you're living in any other time zone or any other state in the 49 states. I know it pisses me off too, but you can do the math.
All right, we're back. You're listening to The Cancer Experience, and I'm Cancer. This is our special 2001 Christmas edition. We are in our final segment, and let's start it off with another Cancer Experience original. As a joke, my brother used to hang a pair of pantyhose over his fireplace before Christmas. He said all he wanted was for Santa to fill them. What they say about Santa Claus checking his list twice must be true, because every Christmas morning, although Jay's kids' stockings were overflown, his poor pantyhose hung sadly empty. One year I decided to make his dream come true. I put on sunglasses and went in search of an inflatable love doll. Now, they don't sell these things at Walmart, so I had to go to an adult bookstore downtown. If you've never been to an X-rated store before, don't go. You'll only confuse yourself. I was there for an hour saying things like, "What does this do? You're kidding me! Who in the world would buy that?" Finally, I made it to the inflatable doll section. I wanted to buy a standard, uncomplicated doll that could also substitute as a passenger in my truck, well, so I could use the carpool lane during rush hour. Finding what I wanted was difficult. Love dolls come in many different models. The top of the line, according to the size of the box, could do things I've only seen in a book or, well, in animal husbandry. I settled for Lovable Louise. She was the bottom of the price scale. To call Louise a doll took a huge leap of imagination. On Christmas Eve, with the help of an old bicycle pump, Louise came to life. My sister-in-law was in on the plan and let me in during the wee morning hours, long after Santa had come and gone. I filled the dangling pantyhose with Louise's pliant legs and bottom. I also ate some cookies and drank what remained of a glass of milk on a nearby tray. I went home and giggled for a couple of hours. The next morning, my brother called to say that Santa Claus had been to his house and left a present that had made him very happy, but it had left the dog a little bit confused. The dog would bark, start to walk away, and then come back and bark some more. We all agreed that Louise should remain in her pantyhose so the rest of the family could admire her when they came over for the traditional Christmas dinner. My grandmother noticed Louise the moment she walked into the door. "What the hell is that?" she asked. My brother quickly explained, "It's a doll." "Who would play with something like that?" Granny snapped. I had several candidates in mind, but I kept my mouth shut. "Where are her clothes?" Granny continued. "Boy, that turkey sure does smell nice, Granny," Jay said, trying to steer her into the dining room, but Granny was relentless. "Why doesn't she have any teeth?" Again, I could have answered, but why would I? It's Christmas, and who wants to ride in the back of an ambulance saying, "Hang on, Granny, hang on!" My grandfather, a delightful old man with poor eyesight, saddled up next to me and said, "Hey, who's the naked gal by the fireplace?" I told him she was Jay's friend. A few minutes later, I noticed Grandpa by the mantle, talking to Louise. And not just talking, but actually flirting. It was then that we realized that this might be Grandpa's last Christmas at home. The dinner went well. We made the usual small talk about who had died, who was dying, and, well, who should be killed, when suddenly Louise made a noise that sounded a lot like my father in the bathroom that morning. Next, she lurched from the pantyhose, flew around the room twice, and fell in a heap in front of the sofa. The cat screamed. I passed cranberry sauce through my nose, and Grandpa ran across the room, fell to his knees, and began administering mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. My brother fell back over his chair and wet his pants, and Granny threw down her napkin, stomped out of the room, and sat in the car. It was indeed a Christmas to treasure and remember. Later, in my brother's garage, we conducted a thorough examination to decide the cause of Louise's collapse. We discovered that Louise had suffered from a hot ember to the back of her right thigh. Fortunately, thanks to the wonder of a drug called duct tape, we restored her to perfect health. Louise went on to star in several bachelor party movies. I think Grandpa still secretly calls her whenever he can get out of the house.
Now, The time is come. Fulfill the prophecy.
Sleigh bells ring, the season's merry. You don't want to pop your cherry. Though you don't want to lay, we'll frolic and play. Walking with my pecker in your hand. On your lips, sperm is glistening. Suck it in while you're whistling. A caroling song as we go along. Walking with my pecker in your hand. And build a snowman on the front porch and pretend that he's a circus clown. Later on we can get a blowtorch, turn his nuts a funny shade of brown. Spread your cheeks, put my fist in. You can scream, no one's listening. A beautiful night, my arms out of sight. Wonder if my ring's still on my hand. Wonder if my ring's still on my hand. I hate to go and lose my wedding band.
Dear son, I'm riding this slow because I know you can't read fast. We don't live where as we did when you left home. Your daddy read in the newspaper the most accidents happen within 20 miles of your home, so we moved. I won't be able to send you the address, because the last Arkansas family that lived here took the house numbers with them when they moved. That way they wouldn't have to change their address. This place really is nice. It even got some washing machine. I ain't sure it works so well, though. Last week I put a load of clothes in it, and I pulled the chain. We ain't seen hide nor hair of them since. The weather ain't bad here. It only rained twice last week. The first time for about 3 days, and, well, the second time for 4 days. About that coat you wanted me to send you, your Uncle Billy Bob said it'd be too heavy to send in the mail with the buttons on it. So we cut some off and put them in the pockets for you. Bubba locked his keys in the car yesterday. We were really worried because it took him 2 hours to get me and your daddy out. Your sister had a baby this morning, but I ain't found out what it is yet, so I don't know whether you're an aunt or an uncle. The baby looks just like your brother. Uncle Bobby Ray fell into a whiskey vat last week. Some of the good men tried to pull him out, but he fought him off and drowned. We had him cremated. Uncle Bobby Ray burnt for 3 days. Three of your friends went off a bridge in a pickup truck. Butch was driving. He rolled down the window and swam to safety. The other two of your friends, they were in the back. They drowned because they couldn't get that tailgate down. There isn't much more news at this time. Nothing much out of the normal has happened. Love your favorite aunt, Mama.
Well, that ties up this edition of the Cancer Experience. I would like to thank everyone for tuning in and listening. I'm going to be on vacation for the next couple weeks. My next show will be January 13th. Until then, be sure to tune in for Best of the Cancer Experience. Stay tuned for The Freak Show, starring Adam, Brittany, Michael, and Lowell. You can catch The Freak Show each and every Sunday right here on Vampire Radio at 6 p.m. Arizona time. For full program lineup listings and details, visit the Vampire Radio website at www.vampireradio.com. I would also like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, have a happy holidays, and a very festive New Year. And I'll talk with you next week.